Blog Talk Radio.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to have just an off-the-cuff chat between you and me, us. We want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
على المدعي واليمين على من أنكر ولا يمين حتى تثبت الخلسة ولا ظنة وكذلك قضى حكام أهل المدينة وقد قال عمر بن عبد العزيز تحدث للناس أقضية بقدر ما أحدث من الفجور وإذا نكل المدعي عليه لم يقضي الطالب حتى يهلف فيما يدعى فيه من المعرفة واليمين بالله الذي لا إله إلا هو ويحلف القائم عند المنبر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في ربع دينار فأكثر وفي غير المدينة يحلف في ذلك في الجوامع والموادع يعدم منه ويحلف الكافر بالله حيث يعدم وإذا وحد الطالب بينه وبين اليمين المطلوب يكون علم فيما قضى له بها وإن كان العلم بها فلا تقبل منه وقد قيل تقبل منه ويقضي بالشهادة اليمين في الأموال ولا يقضي بذلك في النكاح أو طلاق أو أحد أو في ذلك عدم أمدا أو نفس إلا مع القصامة في النفس وقد قيل يقضى بذلك في الجراح ولا يجوز الشهادة في النساء إلا في أموال ومئة امرأة كمرأتين وذلك كرجل واحد يقضي بذلك مع الرجل أو يمين فيما يجوز فيه من شهادة اليمين وشهادة المرأتين فقط فيما لا يطلع عليه الرجل من ولادة ولا استهله الشبه والجائز ولا تجوز شهادة القسم ولا دليل ولا يقبل إلا مداول ولا تجوز الشهادة ولا محدود ولا شهادة عند عبد ولا صبي ولا كافر وإذا تاب المحدود في الزنا قبلت شهادته وإلا في الزنا لا تجوز الشهادة لابن الأبوين ولا إهمالهما ولا للزوج للزوجة ولا هي ولا تجوز الشهادة للأخ المدعى لأخيه ولا تجوز الشهادة للمجرم في الكذب أو مظهر للكبير ولا جار لنفسه نفعا ولا دافع عنها ضررا ولا وصية للبين ولا تجوز الشهادة عليه ولا يجوز العدل النساء ولا تجريهن ولا يقبل التزكية إلا من يكون عدلا رضا ولا يقبل في ذلك ولا في تجريح واحد وتقبل شهادة الصبيان في الجراح قبل أن يفترقوا أو يدخلوا بينهم كبير وإذا اختلفوا متباين واستغلق البائن ثم أخذ البائن ويحلف ليبرع في ذلك اختلاف المدعين في شيء بأيديهما حلفا أو قسما بينهما وإن قامت البينة يقضى بالأعدالهما وإذا استويا حلفا وكان بينهما إذا رجع الشهيد بعد الحكم أو الإغراب تلب الشهادة وإعتراف أنه شهيد الدور قال أصحاب مالك من قال نظرت إليك وكلتني عليه أو بيع أو دفع إليه ثمنه فوديت القرائن في القول
Judgment and testimony. Court procedure. The onus is on the claimant. The plaintiff must proceed, produce testimony, and the one who denies it takes an oath. No oath unless the case is plausible. Hash. When the defendant refuses to swear, if the defendant refuses to take the oath, judgment is not given to the claimant until he swears an oath to what he claims the best of his knowledge.
He's saying two things. In the Sharia, who claim that, okay, this person offend me, the Sharia want evidence from you as a judge, Qadi in Sharia. Like you sue something, someone in the Sharia court, they want evidence from you. So the accused also, Sharia wants from him to swear to Allah that he's innocent.
The form of the oath. The oath is by Allah. There is no God but Him. Where the oath is taken.
And the oath will accept in Sharia. That means that. That meaning, a swearing in Sharia, you cannot say, oh, I swear to my mother. Oh, I swear to my life. Oh, I swear to my father. Oh, I lost my kids. No. That's you say in English, La ilaha illa huwa. You have to swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no God or Lord but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Billahi wallahi tallahi. Or you say, I swear to La ilaha illa Allah. What I will say is true.
Where the oath is taken. He takes the oath standing by the...
You want to swear anything, a creation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can say, I swear to the moon. That's shirk. But you can say, I swear to the Lord of moon. Or Birabbi Shams. I swear to the Lord of sun. La uqsim bihadha al-balad. Like when you call the prophet say, La uqsim bihadha al-balad. I swear to the honor of this holy place, Mecca. Always, when you want to swear, you cannot say, oh, I swear to the Quran. That's not good, it's shirk. You say, Bi Rabbil Quran. I swear to the Allah who revealed Quran to us. Or I swear to the Lord of Quran.
Yeah. He takes the oath standing by the minbar of the Rasulullah. If it concerns something worth a quarter of a dinar or more, outside of Medina, he takes the oath in the central mosque at the most esteemed place in it. The unbeliever swears by law in the place he respects.
If he's an unbeliever, you give them chance to swear to their church or anything they believe, and they make him like a holy place to them. If he's a Muslim, if he's in the Medina, they have to bring him to the minbar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He swear there so that he can know that I'm in the holy place. When you swear on life for this place, that make another trouble on you.
Later evidence. When the claimant finds evidence which he did not know before, after the defendant has taken an oath, judgment can be given in his favor by it. If he knew of it before, it is not accepted. There is also a view that it is accepted. Hash. One witness and an oath in property cases. Judgment can be given on the basis of a single witness and oath in the case of property. Not for other cases. But one witness and an oath is not accepted in the case of marriage, divorce, or hudud punishment. Not in homicide or deliberate wounding. Nor is it one witness and an oath accepted and deliberate wounding or homicide. Homicide is only decided by the Kusama process. There is another view that wound can be decided on that basis. Women's testimony. Their testimony regarding property. The testimony of women is only permitted in respect of property. The weight of a woman's testimony. 100 women count as 2 women. 2 women count as 1 man. Judgment is given on the basis of that with 1 man or an oath in cases where 1 witness and the oath are permitted. Cases where women's testimony is accepted. The testimony of 2 women alone is accepted in matters which men do not observe, such as childbirth, the crying of a newborn child, and the like.
Yeah.
Is the testimony, the shahada of a woman, permissible in nikah? Like, say, is the man a woman and 1 man and 2 women?
The scholars make it permissible. Yeah. But certain, like he's telling a certain kind of judgment, they are testimonial, they need more of them. But for the nikah, you have 1, you have 2 women. Yeah, that's good. That's valid.
Rejecting a witness because of character or relationship. Rejection of testimony. Neither the testimony of an adversary, nor someone who is suspect is not allowed. Acceptable witnesses. One only accepts the testimony of reputable witnesses. Those who have been punished for a high are not acceptable as witnesses. One does not accept the testimony of someone who has been given a high punishment, nor the testimony of a slave.
You see the Sharia, how the justice Sharia is. The government, they can bring innocent person, they punish him, and they take the statement from him, and they can charge someone for that statement in under pressure. But look, they accuse Islam is radicalism, or Islam law is most worst law, it's not valid for the religion. But only the Sharia can control, because Sharia is the fair. Look, even the witnesses, like accuse someone for the adultery or zina, how Sharia protects the person, even commit that one, have to bring a clear evidence and how he treat on the evidences. And they have to swear the Quran. They have to swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be Quran in their hand, and know that this Quran, they swearing to the Lord of this Quran, that whatever they will say is the truth. And in Sharia, has a qadi, anyone they put pressure on him, come stand in front of you, they put even the handcuff on him, and came by the police or someone, the qadi should not take his witnesses, because there are some pressure on him. You don't know where they took him, what before he was in their hand, before they bring him, you don't know what they put on him. So anyone in shahada, in the Sharia, laha arkan, la budda al-hurriya, the person should have his freedom, own desire to speak to you, whether he will tell lie to you or the truth. But anyone they put is under pressure, or give him something, or bribe or something in Sharia, his shahada is not valid.
One does not accept the testimony of someone who has been given a high punishment, nor the testimony of a slave, child, or unbeliever. If someone who has received a high for illicit sex repents,
so this is the what you was concerned yesterday. You say in eyes of Sharia, there sometimes there is no equality between a certain option on the someone is free and the slave. In Sharia, real slave, we don't say like the Western slave, like by power. In Sharia slave, like the slave, or like what you read, like slave witnesses don't accept certain conditions in the judgment of Sharia. Because they don't have their own freedom. He may say something for the favor of his masters. It's not like you free, you can say you go, you don't need, you just come and say you're true, you go. But a slave, oh, you are my slave, so you have to tell this after I will free you. Or when you don't tell this, after that I will put more punishment on you.
Then this testimony may be accepted except in cases involving illicit sex.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. But for that part, the slave testimony will accept for when he witnessed, like, he among four witnesses, like someone is committing sex or adultery. When he is there standing still, he's among the four that we will accept his witnesses. Yeah.
Kinship bars testimony. It is not permitted for a son to testify in favor of his parents or vice versa, nor a husband to testify in favor of his wife or vice versa. It is permitted for a man of good character to testify in favor of his brother. Others whose testimony is inadmissible. One does not allow the testimony of a habitual liar, someone who openly commits a major.
Someone, everyone, the society, the area, we recommend him as a big liar. Every day, maybe when he say like, oh, like 100 words, 99, all is lie. We don't bring him to the Sharia court. Because he be fasik, a liar. So we don't take from them. Even the hadith, when they was building the hadith sahih, they don't take from those who they recommend them as a liar. They don't tell it through. They don't take hadith from them. In the time of Imam Bukhari or Muslim or Imam Malik, they don't take hadith from them. And someone drinking alcohol, following the woman, say, like adultery, zina, alcohol, robbing, he's a Muslim. He's not qualified to take nothing from him, like shahada or testimony or anything. If he swear to the from Bakr to Nas, you let him go.
Someone who openly commits a major wrong action, someone seeking his own self-interest or seeking to avert harm from himself, or a guardian in favor of his orphan. A guardian may, however, testify against his ward. Testifying to the character of a witness. Such testimonial is not permitted for women, from women. It is not permitted for women to testify to the good or bad character of a witness. Form of testimony about character. Declaring someone to have good character is only accepted when someone says he is reputable and pleasing. A single witness to the character or bad character of a witness is not accepted. Testimony of minors. The testimony of minors may be accepted on wounds before they have disappeared and no adult has been with them. Sales disputes. When two parties to a...
Wait. Go back to that, because that's giving the wrong impression. Let me get over again, please.
The testimony
of minors
may be accepted on wounds before they have dispersed.
Yes,
right. That's concerning about the kids?
Yeah. No, the way you have read it didn't come across clear. That's what I was
asking. He's concerning about the kids in the judge of Sharia, like someone they warned him. You know, we was explaining the blood money yesterday. So when the kids around, so the two people are fighting, so he warned him in the Sharia. The kids witness, we will accept it. When they came there, they give their witness, like they give. But when the kids go, they go to their homes, they come back, so Sharia don't, because something can wrong, because they are kids. When they left, it's not valid. And when before the judges came, the Sharia judges came there, another grown man came inside them, talked to them much. So still now the Sharia don't take it because they don't know what they will tell them. They can say the kids, oh, say this, say this. So Sharia always protect, and the Sharia is just a law. Only a law can, even the kuffar, when they use it, they will see people who support their governments. Because Sharia is very careful to say something to another person, no evidence. But our laws now,
You just go to the lawyers, they write and file against someone without not doing, and then they find him guilty.
Because they don't need some kind of witness the Sharia need.
Yes.
When two parties to a contract disagree, the seller is asked to swear an oath, and then the buyer either accepts that or swears an oath and is free of the contract. Ownership disputes. Contention over ownership. When two claimants disagree about something in their possession, they swear oath and then the disputed property is divided between them. When there are character witnesses, if the two produce witnesses, judgment is given in favor of the one with better character. If the two witnesses are equal, then the two parties swear an oath and the property is divided between them. Retracted testimony. When the witness retracts after judgment, he is liable for any losses in which his testimony resulted if he admits to perjury. The people of Imam Malik said that. The statement of an agent. His statement is accepted. When someone says, I have returned to you what you entrusted to me to pay or to sell, or I pay you its price, or I have returned your deposit or your loan, then his statement is accepted. Proof of delivery. If someone says, I gave it to so-and-so as you commanded, and that person denies it, then the one who delivered it must produce proof. Otherwise, he is liable. The statement of a guardian. The same is true in the case of an orphan's guardian. He needs proof about what he spent on them or gave to them. If, however, they are in his direct custody, then he is believed about their maintenance when it seems probable.
Amicable
statement. An amicable statement is permitted unless it leads to the unlawful. It is permitted in both affirmation or denial. A slave girl who married claiming she is free. If a deceitful slave girl marry a man on the basis that she is free, her master can reclaim her and claim the value of any child on the day of the judgment. Establishing a claim to a slave girl. The right of the legal owner. When someone establishes claim to a slave girl who has borne a child, he is entitled to her value and the value of her child on the day of judgment.
Okay. Ala an yuslihu, stop there after you continue. Ala an yuslihu al-bay'u mimman la yuslihu al-darara wa la dharika wa la dirara. Fala yaf'alu ma yadurru bijarihi man yaftaha quwwat qariban wa yaksifu al-jarahu minha. أو فتح الباب قبل بابتي أو حفر ما يضر بجاره في حفره وإن كان ملكه ليقضى الحائد لمن عليه قيمته والعقود ولا تمنع أن يفضل الماء بمن كلاب وأهل الأبوار الماء سوى حقه حتى يسكت الناس ثم استوى ومن كان في أرضه عين أو بئر فله منها إلا أن تهدم البئر جاره وله زرع يخاف عليه فلا يمنعه فضله واختلف هل عليه في ذلك الثمن أم لا ألا يمنع الرجل جاره أن يغرس غصبه في جداره ولا يقضى عليه ما أفسد معشية من زراء والحائد بالليل فذلك أرباب المعشية ولا سيء عليهم الفساد النار من وجد سلعته في الفليس وأما حصاص إلا أن أخذ سلعته إن كانت تعرف بعينها أو في الموت أسوة الغرماء الضامن الغارم والحميل الوجه إن كان يأتي به الغرامة حتى يشترط أن يلزم من أحيل بالدين فرض ولا يرجع له إلا أول وإن فلت هذا إلا أن يغر منه وإنما حولت على أصل الدين إلا فهي حملة ولا يرغم الجميل إلا في عدم الغريب أو لغيبته ويحل بالموت المطلوب أو تقليته في دين عليه ولا يحل من كان له غيره من غمات الرقبة والمعذور فيما عليه ولا يتبع به سيده ولا يحبس المديان لسبتر ولا حبس على مديم ومن انقسم بلا ضرر قسم من ريه أو أقار فلم يقسم بغير الضرر فمن دعا إلى أن يبيع جاره أجبر عليه من باع وقسم لقربه لا يكون إلا في صنف واحد ولا ودي أحد الشركاء ثمنا وإن كان في ذلك تراجعا يجزي القسم إلا بالتراضي ووصايا الواسي كالواسي للواسي أن يجتر بالأموال اليتامى ويروق إمائهم من من أوسى إلى غير المأمون فإنه يعزل بيده بالكفن ثم الدين الوصية بالميراث جاز دار على حاضر 20 سنين تنصب إليه صاحبه الحاضرا عالما لا يدع شيء إلا قيامه ولا قياس ولا أقرب ولا أصل من هذا المدني لا يجوز الإقرار المريض الوارث بالدين أو قبضته ومن أوسع بالجج وأنفض بالمصيبة بالصدقة أحب إليه إذا مات أجبر الصبر قبل أن يصلي له فحسابه وصار بالدين وما أهلك بيده فهو منه إلا أن يأخذ المال أو ينفق عليه لإبلاغ الضمان الذين أجبروه يرد بما فضل إن فضل شيء.
Other views. It is also said that he takes her and the price of the child. It is also said that he only takes her price unless he chooses to take the price. If he chooses to take her price, he takes from the abductor who sold her. Is a usurper still has her. If she is still in the possession of the abductor, then he receives the hai and the child and his mother and its mother or slaves of her true owner. Establishing a claim to land. If land has been built on, if someone establishes claim to land after it has been built on, he should pay the price of the building which are standing. If he refuses to do that, the buyer should pay him the price of the undeveloped land. When the owner refuses either course, if the buyer refuses, then they become partners in the property according to the value of which of them owns. The case of the usurper, a usurper, however, is ordered to remove his building, crops, and trees if he wishes.
Did we understand what he was saying, like in English, like you're selling the land, but you are the owner of the empty land. Someone came, built there the building. So what he said there, repeat that one if you know.
Which one you want me?
If the land has been built on. If someone establishes his claim to the land after it has been built on, he should pay the price of the building which are standing. If he refuses to do that, the buyer should pay him the price of the undeveloped land.
What he said to you, Imam?
If somebody lays claim to a land that somebody else built it upon, he should pay the cost of the building.
The building first before he sells the land.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A usurper, however, is ordered to remove his building, crops, and trees. If he wishes, the owner can be paid the price of the debris and trees after deducting the cost of hiring someone to remove that. He owes nothing for what has no value after it's uprooted or demolished.
SubhanAllah.
Punishment for
Yeah, go ahead. Forgiveness. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Accretement in you serve goods. Any accretement must be returned. Someone who unlawfully acquired it must return any revenue, but no one except someone who has acquired it unlawfully is obliged to return it. Offspring. In the case of the offspring of animals and slave girls, if they have children by other than the master, they are taken by the one entitled to the mother from the person who purchased them or has gained possession of them for some other reason. If someone unlawful abducts a slave girl and has intercourse with her, the child is a slave and he receives a hard punishment. Building regulation. Responsibility of the owner of the ground floor. The owner of the ground floor is responsible for the maintenance of ground floor as well as for the wood of the ceiling and the support for the rooms above it. When the ground floor becomes weak and dilapidated until it is sound, he is compelled to make the repairs or to sell it to someone who will repair it. Alterations not allowed. There is no harm nor exceeding harm done. He must not do anything which will harm his neighbor, like opening a window facing him by which he can't see his neighbor, opening the door directly in front of his door, or digging anything that will harm his neighbor, even in his own property. Judgment on a judgments on a wall. Judgment of the ownership of a wall is given in favor the one whose house has wooden or masonry joints in the wall. Water supply. Excess water may not be denied in an effort to prevent people from grazing animals. Use of wells. People with wells for their livestock have their first claim on water for their animals, and then the rights of the other people are the same. Springs or wells on private land. If someone has a spring or well in his land, he may prevent others from using it unless his neighbor's well has caved in and he will lose. Then he cannot deny him his access water. There is a disagreement about whether he can take payment for that or not.
Completely for him.
I get it, Shane.
You get it?
Yeah, I get it, Sean. Another building regulation. Someone should not refuse to allow his neighbor to insert beams into his wall, but he cannot be compelled to accept that. Damage done by animals. If livestock ruin crops and gardens during night, the owners of the animals are liable for that. They do not owe anything for damage done during the day. Bankruptcy claims. If someone finds goods in the possession of someone who has become bankrupt, he can either take his share with the other creditors or recover his actual property if he can identify the individual item. If, however, the debtor has denied, he may take his share with the rest of the creditors. Guarantee of debt. The one who gives a guarantee is liable, and the one who guarantees the appearance of the debtor is liable if he does not bring the person unless he stipulates that he would not be liable. Transfer of debt. A transfer is not revocable. If someone agrees to have his debt transferred to a third party, he cannot go back to the first debtor, even if the third party becomes bankrupt, unless the first one deceives him. the transfer. The transfer is based on the original debt. Otherwise, it is a guarantee. More on the guarantee of debt and bankruptcy. When a guarantor must pay the debt, a guarantor is not liable except in the bankruptcy or the absence of the debtor. In the case of death or bankruptcy, the death of the subject of or his bankruptcy makes every debt he owes immediately due, but no debt which other people owe to him. A slave with debt is not sold to settle them. A slave permitted to trade is not sold in order to discharge his debt, nor is his master prosecuted for them. Detaining a debtor whose financial situation is unclear. A debtor may be in prison until he is cleared. He is not in prison if he knows to be insolvent. Appointment of jointly owned property. Divisions of property. Buildings and properties which can be divided without harm or divided. Enforced sale. In the case of something which cannot be divided without harm. If one party wishes to sell it, the other partner can be compelled to sell it. Division by lot. Division by lot is only done with the same category of thing. None of the partners can be given a price while the others take the goods. If they decide to equalize the shares, the division is only permitted when they both consent to it. Functions of an executor. Appoint a guardian executor. A guardian appointed by the original guardian is like the guardian. A guardian can trade with the property of orphans and arrange the marriage of the slave girl. It is untrustworthy guardian is appropriate appointed, he may be removed. The sequence in which the estate is dealt with. One begins with the cost of the trial, then pays debt, then paying bequest, and then inheritance. Squatter's rights. If someone lives in the house belonging to someone else for 10 years, it then becomes his if the owner was present and then did not claim anything from him. Living in the house of a relative or in-law this period of time does not establish this for him. Bequest. Debtors owe to a heir. It is not permitted for a sick person to admit to a debt owed to hire or the state that the hire has paid him a debt he owes him. A bequest to perform Hajj. If someone leaves an instruction in his will that the Hajj be performed on his behalf, his instructions are carried out, but we prefer a request of sadaqa. Someone employed to perform Hajj. If the one who hired to make Hajj dies before completing it, he receives the fee for that amount he traveled, and the rest is returned. What he spent is his liability unless he took it on basis that he will be paid on completing it. Then the liability is that of those who hired him. If anything is left in its return.
Okay. The next chapter we are coming is chapter 39. The first verse, the first chapter, we have to be very careful what we commit read. And if you can keep it in your mind, you keep it, or if you can write it down, you write it. It's very important. Now, at the end of the book, we are in the very important parts, some of them concerning our basic lives. This is a blessing, like listening to Risala to finish, and we will give you ijazah. So when you have ijazah, you have permission to teach Risala, inshallah. Babul Fara'idu.
Before you continue, I just want to make a comment.
Yeah.
I think this section we just covered.
Yeah.
I think it's extremely important. And because a lot of us think that Islam doesn't deal with all matters. Islam don't have the answer.
Yeah, only go to the masjid.
We just read a chapter.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, is finished.
We just read a chapter. This book was written 305 years after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died.
Yeah.
This is one generation after the sub.
Yeah.
So these things were dealt with way back then. We have our own laws.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring that out.
So before we go, can we ask a clarification on the one about the wall?
Wall, uh-huh.
Yeah, when one builds a wall, it says something about...
Yeah, like, I'm your neighbor. Yeah. We have a wall. So I just came... Now, you know, someday we start build their house on top of the wall. Now, the wall is between us. I build my house on top. So now, when we have this aggression, the judge should give that part to you because your house is on top of the wall. That's why he said...
It's like a row house. Like you building...
Something about wood and the plant.
Bab al-Fara'id. لا يرث من الرجال إلا عشرة الابن وابن الابن وإن سفل والأب والجد للأب وإن على والأخ وابن الأخ وإن بعد والعم وابن عم وإن بعد عمر I want you to read this person now. Yeah, yeah. Don't go far. Just the first tense from the main scan.
Shares of inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
List of heirs. Male mm-hmm. heirs. There are only 10 male heirs.
10 men.
10.
10. Yeah.
Okay. The son. The son's son.
No, take it easy, easy. The son. Uh huh. And the son's son. Okay, go.
To the further generation. The father,
mm-hmm.
the paternal grandfather,
mm-hmm.
to the further generation,
mm-hmm.
the brother,
mm-hmm.
the son of the brother,
mm-hmm.
to the further generation,
mm-hmm.
the paternal uncle,
mm-hmm.
and the son of the paternal uncle,
mm-hmm.
to the further generation,
mm-hmm.
the husband,
mm-hmm.
and the male client.
Okay. This, uh-huh.
The male client?
The male?
Yeah. What's the male client?
Imam, he's asking English. So what is the male client? Bukhari.
The Mawla.
What is the male client? Mawla. What is Mawla? You can explain to me in English.
Mawla is like Zayd ibn Haritha, the Prophet.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's like a Mawla. Yeah. Okay, we know that the 10 can inherit from the men. Like he said, the names, Ibn, the son, and the son of son, like he explained in English from the Arabic translation. So we have to keep our mind there. Sometimes you can be Imam or you can be, like in here, some Muslim brothers are passed out, they don't even make their miras. Because they don't, you know, the miras is the most difficult knowledge in Islamic knowledge. The Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not every scholar can explain this to you much. This just Imam Malik bring the chapter, but the miras have his factions. Not every scholar can go there and make distribution correctly.
The science of algebra is based upon
It's the knowledge. You have to be careful and very concentrated when they are teaching you, and keep. You have to know the calculation also. You have to be very smart. If it's not, you can mix up. And if you distribute and you give someone what he should not get, you pay the consequence in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
How would these calculations be derived?
Someone part have money, you will know how many percentage for the man, how many percentage for the woman,
It's just like the miras. It's just like when someone passed left the money. Now you have to know how to distribute that money. You have to know the percentage of the men and the percentage of the women, uncles, and some of these they cannot, like some of them, when someone is valued, they don't have to take it. If like the son is not there, he will transfer to this. If the brother is not there, he will transfer to that. But when like son is there and the money is not much, those people, he mentioned you to you, he mentioned them to us, they will not get it. Yeah. He's talking about this mentioned in the Quran. Yeah. Okay. From the woman's side is Sebi now.
Female heirs.
Yeah.
There are only seven female heirs: daughter, daughter of the son, mother, grandmother, sister, wife, and female client. Keep rolling.
Can I have a question there? So does that include what it says, the client? Does that mean if you have a stepdaughter, or like it's your son, like if your son has a daughter by blood, and then he has a daughter, you know?
What does maula mean in English? Like maula, can you explain like maula?
It's like free slave.
Yeah, free slave.
Because in Islam, if you have a slave and you free him, even though he's free, he's still like considered part of your family.
He's still depending on you, and like
Being like the most popular example is like Zayd ibn Ali.
Yeah.
He used to be known as Zayd ibn Muhammad. He wasn't like necessarily a slave afterwards, but there's still a family relationship between you, even though he's free.
Yeah, but
the relationship that Bilal had with Abu Bakr Siddiq, because Abu Bakr freed him.
Yeah, that is why. But about Zayd, when they used to name him Zayd ibn Muhammad, the Quran can tell them not to say that. Uduhum li abaihim huwa aqsa to end Allah.
So the question I'm asking is, that's what we call stepsons and stepdaughters are held to whom?
I don't think that's meaning Mawla.
No. Because remember, everybody inherits from everybody. In other words, if I die, right, that may be my wife's son or daughter, but we don't inherit, we inherit from her.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, where are you stuck, Omar?
Husband.
Okay, husband. وَإِلَّمْ يَتْرُكُ الْوَلَدًا وَلَا وَلَدَ لِإِبْنِ نِسْوَ وَلَدُ لِإِبْنُ نِسْوَ إِنْ تَرَكَ وَلَدًا أَوْ وَلَدَ الْإِبْنِ مِنْهُ أو من غيره فله الربع وترث وهي منه الربع وإن لم يكن له ولد ولا ولد الابن فإن كان له ولد أو ولد الابن منها أو من غيرها فله الثمن وميراث الأم من ابنها الثلث إن لم يترك ولدا أو ولد الابن أو اثنين من إخوة ما كانوا فصاعدا إلا في فريضتين في الزوجة أبوين فللزوجة الربع ولأم الثلث وما بقي للأب وفي الزوج أبوين فللزوج نصف ولأم الثلث ما بقي للأب ولها في غير ذلك ثلث إلا ما نقص الأموال إلا أن يكون للميت ولد أو ولد الابن أو اثنان من إخوة ما كان فلها ثلث حينئذ والميراث الأب من ولده إذا انفردت ورث المال كله ويفرد له ما للولد الذكر أو ولد الابن الثلث إن لم يكن له ولد ولا ولد الابن فرض للأب السدس وأعطي من شركة من أهل السهام بسهامهم ثم كان له الباقي الميراث الوالد الذكر جميع الأموال وإن كان وحده أو يأخذ ما بكي بعد السهام معه والزوجة وأبوين أو جد أو جدتي لابن بالمنزلة الابن إذا لم يكن ابن فإن كان الابن وابنة فللذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين وكذلك في كثرة البنين والبنات وقلتهم يرثون كذلك جميع المال أو ما فضل منه بعد من شريكهم من أهل الشهام وابن الابن كالابن في عدمه فيما يرث ويحجب الميراث البنت الواحد والنصف الاثنين ثلثان فإن كثرت ولم يزداد على اثنين شيئا وابنة الابن كالبنت إن لم تكن بنت كذلك بنات كبنات وعدم البنات وإن كانت الابنة والابنة الابن فالابن والابنة نصف والابنة الابن السدس تمام الثلثين أو كثرة البنات الابن لم يزدن على ذلك السدس شيئا إن لم يكن معهن ذكرا.
Husband, if the wife has no children or grandchildren, the husband inherits half. If she has children or grandchildren by him or by another husband, he gets a fourth. Wife, if the husband has no children or grandchildren, the wife inherits a fourth. If he has children or grandchildren by her or by another wife, she gets an eighth. Mother, the basic rule, a mother inherits a third from her son if he leaves neither child or grandchild or two or more brothers except in two cases. The first exception, the first is when he leaves a wife and both parents. Then the wife gets a fourth and the mother a third of what remains and then the rest goes to the father. The second exception. The second is when a woman leaves a husband and both parents, the husband gets a half and the mother a third of what remains and the rest is taken by the father. Oh. In other cases, the mother receives a third unless her share is decreased by Al. I don't know what's
happening. Al means for those people who don't have a book, means accommodation.
Okay. I don't know what's happening.
What it's saying, Al, that means accommodation.
No.
That's the translation here. So when he says Al, it means accommodation.
Can you give us an example?
It says in other cases the mother receives a third unless her share is increased by accommodation. I'm listening to what accommodation means. You know what I mean? Accommodation. What accommodation means in that relationship?
No. I got distracted.
It's 39-4B.
What was that?
In other cases, the mother receives a third unless her share is decreased by accommodation. It says our, but that is the translation for it is accommodation. That's what we're asking.
Accommodation, like what they spend. David, like when he passed or she passed, like accommodation, you're talking about manakasal aul, like what they use from the money. Yeah. You know, sometimes someone will pass out, they will say, oh, I want my money, you take there, like my funeral, my end, I don't want nobody to pay for me. So they will took that money from his money. They will come to there, but they will use that for his own thing. Because you say, I want you to buy me a nice smell goods, where they will funeral me, the masjid. I don't want nobody to spend no money. This, like 15% from my money, I want you to use. Even people came for my janazah, cook for them, all those things. Yeah.
When the mother gets a sick, if the deceased leaves a child or grandchild, though by a son or two or more brothers or whether sort, then the mother has a sixth. Father, when the father is the sole heir, when there are other heirs, if the deceased has a son or grandson by the son, the father takes a sixth. If the deceased has neither child or grandson by the son, the father has a sixth, and the others entitled to share, to the shares are given their shares, and then he takes the rest. Son, when the son is a sole heir, and the only son inherits the entire estate, or he takes what is left after the shares of those entitled to a share, like a wife, parent, or grandfather, or grandmother. A son's son is the position of the son when there is no son. A son and a daughter. If there are a son and a daughter, the male receives twice the share of the female. It is the same whether there are several or few sons and daughters. They inherit at this ratio either the entire estate or what is left after people take their shares. If there is no son, the son of a son is like the son in his absence in respect of inheritance and exclusion of the other heir. Daughter, only daughter inherits half the estate. Two daughters inherit two-thirds of it. If there are more, they do not receive more than two-thirds. Sons, daughters. The ruling. The daughter of a son is like a daughter when there is no daughter. Similar to the son, daughter are like daughters when the deceased himself has no daughters.
Okay. He was explained to you, like I was explaining, these 10 people, some of them will be backward if the first one is there, like son. If the son, they are the son, before he say, I'm here, his father is there. So, but when his father, if his father is not there, so his son will come to his place. So the miras, like when, like the son is more powerful, the son. After the son, he can go to the son. After the son, he can go to the brothers. After the brothers, the grandfathers can come and the uncles. But they have more, their quality is not the same. Their power in heritage is not the same. So, hence the first one drop, the first one is not there. So the priority will transfer to the another, like, okay, the son is not there. Like someone passed. All his sons, they pass. But his sons, they have their sons. So, like now, like when they call you to distribute, you will ask for, where are the sons? Oh, he don't have no son, but he have the son is there. That will become automatically the position of the son. The son, they will not equal with no one in miras. Not grandfather or uncle or those things. وما بقي للأصبات وإن كانت البنات اسمين ولم يكن للبنات وابن شيء وإن يكون معهن أخ يكون ما بقي بينهما وبينه للذكر مثل حد الأنثيين. Here also, the kuffar, they put in the women's minds, why? The lizakari misl hadd al unsayyin, the one for men, that is the two for the lizakari misl hadd al unsayyin. When the men, the one for the men has a son, that's equal to the two women can have that. But they say, why women, is your father, is his father, the Sharia demand? No, the Sharia have hikmah. Because Sharia know that the brother of the sister has a son he replaced the father. And he is the one who will take care of the family. So like when they give 10 to the boy, they have to give 5 to the girl. And when they give 10 to the boy, you cannot say your sister, oh, you get your father, I get my father, you have to buy rice, you have to buy the norm. You have to feed your sister from the money you inherited, unless your sister go marry. Unless your sister say, oh, brother, what we distribute, I can help you for this. But you should not force her. Oh, you get your money, I get my money, I'm not going to do nothing for you. Spend your money as a norm. Because they have to go to marry. The Shaykh used another hikmah. The sister should have a husband who will take care of her. Take her from her father's house, take care in her, feed her, clothing her, all those. That is Sharia Nodan. But the man, he should go married and bring another family to his father because he wants to keep his father rules. He wants to keep the compound and maintain it. So it's too much responsibility on him more than a sister. That is the hikmah. I was telling you last when I was here before. When Ahkamu Sharia, when they say, okay, this is the hukum, they will say, وَمَا حِكْمَةُ فِي مَشْرُوْئِيَتِهِ. What is the wisdom? What is the hikmah? Why Sharia say the alcohol is haram? It's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just hate alcohol because you smell it or make you intoxicate. No. He put you down and people will look you down as like insulting, smelling, say bad word. You can even attack your own sister, want to sleep with her. You can talk to your mother bad, your father. And when you are making salah, you can like one of the sahabas was mixing all the surahs. So that is the Sharia, they will say you, why this is haram? You bring the dalil from Quran or Sunnah. They will tell you again, ma hukmu fi hikmatu fi masru'iyati. What is the secret why this is haram? So the ulama of Sharia, they will tell you, because this, the damage, they will bring you the damage or the impact of those things, they will tell you, this is why it's haram. Like cigarette or smoking. Oh, you don't mention them, but why is it haram? The Quran says, وَلَا تُغْلُكْ أَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَا تَحْلُكَ. Don't throw yourself in the danger. Because even it's true, oh, I'm on my body. It's not your body. If I'm sick, I have cancer, it's not your body. But your body has right on you to protect it. It's your body, but you have, it's a right, that's what the Prophet said, the Sahaba, know that your body have right to, you have to give him sleep. You cannot be making prayers all night. You say, oh, I have Iman. He say, your wife have right to you to give her right, and your body also, you have to give your body to be rest. So that is why the wisdom for like when you see the kuffar, oh, you Sharia, why you give two for the men, you give one. They say, brother, come sit down. Let me explain to you. Sharia respect women. And he know that the man, like your son, is after the father pass, the son have more responsibility than a sister. Because the sister believe in his authority. He will be responsible for the sister before the sister were married. So that's why they will give 10 to the men and they give 5 to the sister. Because the sister will remain and the men also, you are responsible for to feed the family after the father. Don't say your sisters, oh, we both say you have your own, I have my own, I'm not spending your money. No, that's your responsibility. And sometimes when your sister go married, her money is finished. She have to come back to his brother. Brother, oh, my husband broke. Can I get some? You have to give. The sister have connection with the brother to help her sister. وَلِمَنْ بَقِيَ. Okay. لِلْذَكَرِ مِسْلَ حَدْبِنْ أُنْسَيَيْنِ.
Can you stop here for Salat and the food and come back?
Yeah, inshallah. But we have to finish this chapter today.
Yes, sir.
Inshallah. Miras, yes.
Yeah, the West Africans have a problem with the fact. They say like seen.
What?
Look, as you say, Miras.
Yeah, Miras, yeah, Miras. Yeah.
We're going to break for Salat and food, inshallah. We're going to come back to finish this chapter.
Well, Allah.
To figure out the reason why something, like, for example,
because of the Sharia. The reason why something's halal or haram.
Yeah, yeah. What he said? What you say?
Well, I was trying to add a word in Arabic that describes the process of figuring out the reason why something is
it's haram. Yeah, that is the Imam was saying, you know, maqasid al-shar'iyya, what is the intention? Oh.
But is that strictly the why? Is that already from Quran, Sunnah, da da da? I'm talking about something outside of that. Like, say, for example, alcohol is haram, we know it's haram. Then someone said, well, the reason why it's haram is because it breaks up marriages, because it doesn't.
Yeah, marriage, yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That process which deals with just the intellect of some of this reasoning.
Yeah, that's why they say mashru'iyati mal hikmatu fi mashru'iyatihi. Like what is the wisdom, like the hikmah, why they say alcohol is haram. What the most hikmah why they say zina is haram. Because he can mix up the, like, you don't know whose father is this, who is this. So the asli is haram. Well, hikmat fi mashru'iyyati, that is the damage. So that is give more power why it's haram. Like it's haram, have like drink alcohol is haram, like originally it's haram in Islam. But why it's haram also, the more reason is haram, because he make you unconscious. And you can talk to even your father bad, you can, because you are not in your mind. Someone drink alcohol is not in his mind, he can do anything.
Right.
And the Muslim should not be like that.
Right. But the reason why I'm asking is, well, how much weight should we place upon that? Because, like, say, for example, they'll say, you know, eating pig is haram, right? Eating swine is haram. And then someone will say, well, the reason why is because of health reasons, because of this, because of that. So then, naturally, someone says, oh, well, now those health reasons don't apply. So
then
eating pigs, okay.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm trying to say is,
so yeah, I understand what
you
say.
How much weight do we hold on to the reason for an explanation why is it just coming from
reason? Yeah, the why, how much, how many times we will hold on the reason that you ask?
How many times what?
Like you say, the reason why, like the pig is haram, the asluhu, even before you come to the health issues, the pork is haram by Allah SWT. The asluhu, the origin is haram. We have no health issues. But ulama al-sharia, they will want to explain. Someone cannot say, oh, why they say the lamb is halal, the pork is haram. So they want to explain you the wisdom and the main intention why it is haram for you is damaging your health also. But even with us, like, there's nothing, because the pet is dangerous for, even for our conditions. Like the alcohol also. You understand? Like dogs, it's originally, we don't know why it's haram. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophet said, even like the dog putting mouth on your ball, you have to do this. So what about even the meat? So they want to explain you the reason so that the disbeliever, they cannot say, like, they want to play in some Muslim mind. Why? The pork is cheap. Why you cannot buy? Oh, why Islam don't want you to eat? They will explain to us, like, Islam want to seize our freedom. Oh, it's just like it's difficult. Don't touch this. But anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, like, it's haram for the Muslim. You can eat pay for the condition. Like, we all know, like, you in the woods, you don't have no food to protect your life. But the alcohol, you cannot go to the doctors. They say, oh, you have to drink some wine so that your stomach will be fine. The prophet said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never put a cureness from anything Allah haram on us. like you cannot use alcohol to cure yourself. It's haram. And when the doctor tells you, you have to drink some wine, that this wine will be good for your stomach because you're suffering stomach pain, you say no, because it's haram. And the prophet says, the haram cannot be your medicine. Because he said, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never put the cureness of my ummah for anything haram on them. It cannot be medicine for us. To eat a pig, you cannot come to the hospital now. They say, we make some research. You have to eat one pound of pig. It will make you like you shaking or something. You will say no. Someone can come to you, you have to save your life. Because you are not saying no. This condition is haram for you.
Transplant. You know, transplant, sir?
No. Transplant? What is
Like the surgery, the operation?
Yeah.
Operation.
Yeah.
Say you have a condition, and like say you need a kidney.
Yeah.
And they give you another, you get another kidney from somebody else.
Yeah.
If they make somebody pass away,
yeah.
They donate the kidney, and then they give you the kidney, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They have big parts. Like it's bound, like for your heart, right? So you have a heart attack.
For the pig.
From the pig.
Yeah.
So if you could live, they use a part of the pig to the surgery to put into your heart or to your bowel so you could live.
When we make qiyas for the first one, it may be halal for you. Because when we make qiyas like when you are in the booth, like the no.
Like basically, without it, you will die.
Without it, you will die. Because without you to have the meat, like when you are in the booth, are you hungry and you are about to die? So when you don't eat the pig, you will die. The Sharia says, when you came and find the pig, you don't eat it, you will commit a sin because you have to protect your life at that moment. So the ulama have what you question it. Sheikh Al Azhar Muhammad Sitanta, we have two options there. Some street ulama, they say it's haram you to do it. But some say, when we take from that ayah, we make qiyas in Sharia, we will be halal you to do it. Because of now, it's basic on your life. It's different with like they tell you, this is the medicine that they give you, drug like alcohol medicine, you have to use it constantly to cure yourself. No. But if it's concerned about your life, like they have to take, but I think so, a Muslim should not put any part of pig in his body. It depends. When you do it, you follow the some scholars' word. But many of Ahlus Sunnah, they say you should not put it in your body because of its haram. And you should not die, it's inside your body. But ikhtilaful ulama rahma, there are different symptoms, like it depends on your aqidah. Some they don't even, my grandfather never go to the hospital when he's sick, like they want to give him medicine, he said no. Because he don't know why, what they make it. But their iman is above that, like that their iman label. But we will do it. Some of the medicine we are using, they make it from pig. It's haram. But we don't have no choice, and we don't know even it's haram. Because of the Islamic world, our slackness, we have money, but we are not doing nothing. That's it? Yes. Imam, you have something to add there, what he was asking?
No.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So sometimes they use the heart for pay for someone here?
Yeah, like the bowel, you know, the thing that opens and closes, let the blood go through?
Yeah.
It's called a bowel. Sometimes they get that from the pig.
They put it to someone.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khairan. Shukran for everybody listening. Inshallah, we're going to break here and make salat. Inshallah. Everybody that's been listening online or on the phone, inshallah. Tune in tomorrow, inshallah. Same time. 6:30, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.